This past week has provided me with a tremendous opportunity to remember that when I decide what is supposed to happen or what I think should happen, and in other words, what I need to have happen if I want things to go right or to go my way, so to speak, that I am setting myself up for all kinds of unnecessary suffering when I think that I know how things should go. And it's very normal and very human. I'm not judging at all, and I'm certainly not judging myself harshly or beating myself up emotionally for getting caught up in this to a certain degree, because I was thankfully, due to mindfulness practice and mindful coping practice, was able to realize pretty quickly what I was doing to myself. But the more important thing that I want to convey this week that I experienced, which was extremely unexpected, and I don't want to forget about the suffering that I caused myself when I needed things to go right and they did not go right. They did not go as planned or as I had expected. But the big surprise this week was that it was one of those weeks, admittedly, where not very many things went right. Not many things went my way. And I'm not saying that in a complaining way at all, but what I'm just essentially saying is that the unexpected serendipitous occurrence was that even as things weren't going right, and they weren't going as expected, and they weren't going the way I wanted them to go, that unexpectedly there was joy along the way. And it's almost like I discovered this. And I think I had known it at some point before, but it's so easy to forget how letting go about, just, you know, letting go of the need to have any thoughts or judgments about how things should go. You know, what is the right way that things should go? And being attached to those things and holding expectations and beliefs about how, you know, in order for it to go my way, this is what has to happen. If I can let go of that, and let go of any need to react in any sort of way to it going a different way, it's almost as if, and I don't want to go as far as to say I enjoyed it even though it didn't go my way. That isn't really, this isn't even really about enjoyment, because I think then we're talking about something concrete or something material, so to speak, or we're talking about something physical. What I'm really speaking of is the human capacity to experience joy even in the midst of life not going our way, things not happening the way that we expected or even desired them to happen, that there is this beautiful opportunity if we avail ourselves of it. And there again, I'm not saying that, you know, that this is a, you know, this something, this is just really, I mean, in other words, I'm not saying that this is what everyone should aim for or what everyone should hope for. It's just that it is something that's available should we want to be, to experience it. And that is that there are opportunities to have joy. There are opportunities to experience something that has nothing to do with what's going on right in front of us. And the only way that I've ever been able to experience that has been to get to a place where I am not so caught up in the thinking that I can get caught up in, or my beliefs or my expectations or holding on to any sort of agenda. The only thing that's ever allowed me to be in that space where I can experience some joy and some peace and some meaning, even in the midst of everything feeling like it's going wrong. And I realize those are just words. I'm not saying that it really went wrong at all. In fact, I'm saying that it went however it went, and that by saying it went right or saying it went wrong, that's really just a limited human judgment that I can place on things, that I can be capable of doing. If I really want to get wrapped up in that, if I really want to get caught up in that, if I really want to play that game, so to speak. And I know it's easy to get caught up in that when we are talking about matters of livelihood and physical security and emotional security. And so I'm not downplaying those things or minimizing those, because I've certainly had my share of dealing with issues with financial security and emotional security, you know, like a lot of people have over the past 3 or 4 months. And I can see that, you know, there's even been things going on before that. This is really just our current crisis that we're dealing with on a global scale. But getting back to realizing that there is this space that we can occupy, there is this ability, not even an ability, but it's a choice that can be made if we actually want to experience joy. And what I found is the only way that I can avail myself of such is to be in a position where I'm not taking my thinking seriously. I'm not caught up in thinking about everything, you know, what I'm thinking about, whatever it is that I'm feeling physically. And the only way to get in that space, I have found, is to practice doing that. And what it really comes down to is slowing my mind down with some sort of meditative practice or some sort of practice to get in the flow. In other words, I could be walking, I could be, you know, in any sort of physical endeavor that allows me to get just something rhythmic that allows me to really occupy more of my heart than my mind. In other words, I can't think about how I'm feeling when I'm doing certain things because I need to concentrate on what it is that I'm doing. If I'm meditating on my breath, I am paying attention to the in-breath and the out-breath, so I can't do that and think at the same time, or at least pay attention to what I'm thinking. And that's the whole point, is to get in a position where I can't pay attention to my thinking, because if I'm not paying attention to it, then I'm not believing it, then I'm not investing energy in it, and I'm not identifying as the person having these thoughts and the subject, as well as the, I mean, in this case, more of the object of these thoughts. And it's really about getting to a place where I can experience what's going on subjectively than objectively. And that's really all about making that shift from relative reality, what I think is really going on, to what is really going on, absolute reality. And the only way, the only doorway for me to go through that I've ever been able to access to make that shift is to practice mindfulness and then ultimately practice mindful coping. And really those two go hand in hand. I, you know, the mindfulness practice itself is really just paying attention to my thoughts, not believing them, not thinking that they're reality, but just, you know, experiencing them as a witness. And if I can do that, then I'm in a much better position to not get carried away. And so, in other words, I may be having thoughts about, okay, this is the way I think this should go. This should happen, and then this should happen, and then hopefully this will happen. And then maybe even hopefully this will happen. And, you know, it goes on and on. And I know it sounds silly on some level, but it's very human. And I know that it's very common for us to get caught up in this. And so there's no judgment here. This is very normal and human. But what happens is that I can begin to, my whole outlook, my quote-unquote emotional weather, if it's completely dependent on whether things are going right in the way that I see it from my perspective, if they're not going right, then I'm going to basically fall apart. I'm not going to cope. I'm going to be so wrapped up in being so disappointed, angry, disenchanted, resigned, whatever the case may be, to not, you know, just resisting the fact that things are not going the way that I want them to go. And I know it's very easy to just say, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop having notions in my head about how things should go. But I found that it's really not that easy for me. Maybe some people it is. Really, all I can do is just stay vigilant. And the only way I can do that is by being aware that I'm beginning to think thoughts about how things should go. I had some things this week that really challenged me to my core. I mean, it wasn't even really about me. It was about people that I was taking care of in my work. There were certain core beliefs and expectations about people being taken care of properly and getting what they deserve, and not from a judgmental point of view, but from commitments that are made to people. And when we're working with other people, we can't control all of those variables. But when you are the person that is ultimately, you know, being of service to someone, and so when they're not happy, then ultimately that's all coming back on you. You're basically feeling all of those things. And so this wasn't even that I wanted things to go right for me. It's that I wanted things to go right for people that I was being of service to. And when that would, that was not happening, and I was not in a position to change that, it became very easy for me to get caught up in that. And it just, this week was one of those where it just felt like everything came crashing down. It just, you know, just when you think it couldn't get worse, it did get worse. Just when you think that people couldn't be disappointed any more than they were already, it just continued. It was like a comedy of like a comedy of errors. It really was. And during this time, I felt myself at some point starting to contract emotionally and kind of defend myself to a certain degree. And then I realized it. I was aware of it. I could, you know, through mindfulness practice, I saw those thoughts. I could hear those thoughts coming through. And before I had an opportunity to latch onto them and start really believing those thoughts and letting them define my reality, thankfully, I was able to catch that pretty quickly and not go down the path of feeling sorry for myself, being frustrated, wanting to give up. At some point, I realized I needed to let go, because the question kept coming up for me: can I change this? Can I make this different? Can I change the course of events or the sequence of events? In this case, I couldn't. I could speak up, and I did. I did what I could. But at the end of the day, I was not in a position to totally change the way things were unfolding. And so I had to accept. I didn't have to, but it was best for me to accept the fact that I could not, certain things that I just could not control. And when I let go, it didn't feel like something that comes naturally. As human beings, I don't think letting go, especially when things are not going the way we think that they should, I don't think it comes easy to most people. I've talked to a lot of people about this. I can't say it's the truth for everyone, but ultimately, I found that it is very tough to let go during these times. And then there is the feelings of guilt about how can I let go and have joy? How can I take care of myself when I know that some people are not, their expectations aren't being met, and these are people that I'm being of service to? But there's nothing I could have done to change it, or I would have. And so it's kind of the old adage of, you know, how can I be happy when somebody else isn't happy? And that's because I realized really quickly that that's not really what this was. This wasn't about me being happy. I didn't just check out of what was going on and absolve myself of any responsibility. I could not change it. But what it boiled down to was that being able to utilize mindfulness practice allowed me to really kind of let those thoughts go where they will and not really get caught up in thinking them, not giving them any more energy. The thoughts at times did not feel good, but at the end of the day, just letting them run their course and letting them dissipate, and realizing that I had to kind of let go of what I could not change. And it wasn't really about running off and being happy and just completely trying to forget about what was going on. Actually, it was the reverse of that. It was actually more of an embracing what was going on. And I think this is another aspect of mindfulness practice that I maybe don't even talk about enough, is that it facilitates the ability to be with things and situations, and in certain cases, people who are struggling because of something, or they're being defensive or reactive. This really creates a pathway to be able to really fully sit with these things. I always love how very early on in my mindfulness practice, many teachers that I learned from spoke of that, about not only embracing things as they are, but learning how to love what is, learning how to sit with. Because if I can't change it, I know I can't run away from it, because as far as I go, you know, as long as I'm there, you know, what's the old saying, wherever you go, there you are. I mean, this is going to travel with me. So really, what can I do to make this something that can allow me to cope? And I think in coping, it's really all about acceptance. It's about, or maybe not even acceptance, but about embracing it, about sitting with it. I may not accept it. I may not like it. But if I'm not in a position to change it, the best thing I can do for myself is to not resist it. To, you know, I can't always win. I can't always have it my way. My wishes are not always going to be granted. And the more that I practiced experiencing that feeling, I start to find that there is a little bit of headspace. There is a little bit of room there where there can be joy, even though things are not going my way. That I actually can find some meaning in life, that I can still do some good. I can take care of myself. I can take care of others, even when it feels like everything is crashing down around me. And that's what it felt like. That's what this week was for me. And there were moments where I did have trouble coping, where I really was not able to hold it all together. But what's beautiful about it is that there was this practice that allowed me to realize when I did feel like I could not go any further, I could not go on, that there is this practice that sort of holds me up, holds us up. It's available to anyone. It's just a matter of availing ourselves of it. It basically empowers us, because if I can just sit with something and continue to, you know, continue to be empowered, to continue to cope, and really this practice enables that, because if I'm not taking all these thoughts so seriously, if I'm not believing everything that I'm thinking, then what's happening is I'm not making this any harder on myself than it has to be. It may not feel comfortable. In a lot of cases, it's going to feel very uncomfortable. But that's really what this practice has been about for me and for many people that I've taught and that I've worked with and that I have practiced alongside of, is that it allows us to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's probably the best way I can put this. And that I can go on, even if I'm thinking thoughts that I can't go on. I can't do this one more minute. I can't stand this any longer. It's what I realize is that these are just thoughts. That this is what I'm telling myself is happening. And just because that's what I'm telling myself doesn't mean it's true. In a lot of cases, it isn't. It's just my thoughts about what's going on. And if I can just separate that, you know, what I'm telling myself is happening, and then really getting in tune with what is really happening. And it's another step, and it does take some time. And if I can get my, and it really does take being able to stabilize one's mind to be able to really pay it, kind of expand your consciousness and pay attention to, okay, what is really going on? It's hard to hear the birds singing. It's hard to notice the beautiful things that are around us when we're in the midst of believing everything that we're thinking and reacting negatively to things not going right or not going our way. Feeling when we're feeling defeated, when we're feeling frustrated, it's very tough to really appreciate the good things that are going on around us. And a lot of cases, they're not incredibly extraordinary. In some cases, they are very simple and could even be mundane. But then again, sometimes those are the greatest things, at least in my thoughts and in my opinion and in my experience, those are sometimes the things that nourish me the most. I can't say this for anyone else, but I know that for me, sometimes that's what has gotten me through these times where I do feel frustrated and resigned and feel like I can't go on any longer. And the sooner that I can realize that those are just thoughts, when I'm telling myself these things, when I'm feeling these negative emotions, and then I'm prolonging them and actually allowing them to cut more deeply and affect me in a more pronounced way from a physiological standpoint and a physical standpoint, it's because my thinking is just out of control. And it's so easy to get into that place. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, we as humans, we practice that. If we have not realized, and it doesn't mean anything's wrong with us, there's no judgment here. This is just, it's an easy habit to fall into. And if I get up every day and if I am so wrapped up in this is what I think needs to happen in order to feel like things are going right, things are going my way, you know, I want to win and here's how I'm going to win. You know, this is what it's going to take for me to feel good about life. This has to happen and that has to happen. And I know now that it's very tempting to want to do that. And I get why people want to do it. I really do. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's worth the price that I'm going to pay when so many things are out of my control. And when I start getting to a place where I'm underwater because none of it or very little of it is going my way. So it's really just a matter of reorienting my thinking. It also, lastly, really allows me to, and anyone else who wants to practice this, that instead of having a certain way that I need it to go, I can just really let it go however it's going to go. without thinking that this is right or that is wrong, or I do like this, I don't like that. If I can just let it be what it is, and whether I like it or not, I know that it's easy as humans to get really wrapped up in what we like and dislike. But I also know that in a lot of cases, I'm setting myself up for more suffering by really getting attached to that and identifying with it. And mindfulness practice has been the one thing that has allowed me to actually, in a lot of ways, extricate myself from being completely emotionally underwater when things don't go right or things don't go my way. And I'm very thankful for that, because if it's one thing I know as a human being, is that I have, first of all, so many things I can't control, and so many things are not going to go the way that I think that they should. And if I'm going to be here fully, if I'm going to really embrace life as it is on its own terms, I need something to help facilitate me being able to embrace it and to be able to find something good in it, something healing in it, and something meaningful and joyful in it. And mindfulness practice and mindful coping practice are two of the key things that allow me to be able to do so moment to moment and day to day.